Hello everyone, this is your girl Z. I'm just coming to you with another quick, what I call thoughts from the throne, I guess. That's what I used to call them. And just a little more about me and this whole thing of what I'm doing. I promise to be brief. I'm actually timing myself this time, so you won't have to worry about listening forever. Me and hear me ramble on and on and on. So, let's get into it. My process, one of the things that I started doing was I just started asking questions. And up until 3 months ago, I realized that, okay, I'm this person that I felt like I was trapped in this body, and I had to portray this person because this is who everyone thought that I was supposed to be, and how I was supposed to respond, and how I was supposed to react. But in that was that internal fight of knowing and feeling like this really isn't who I am. This isn't who I want to be. And I just decided that, you know, like with everything going on, the first thing that I realized and I thought about was like, okay, I said the other day in a post, something to the effect of, the first thing with any organization or reorganization is identification of self or that organization. You have to identify who you are as a person and who you want everybody to see you as. First, you have to get that together first, and then you can deal with everything else. You know, everything else falls into place. So that's what I did. I no longer want to fight with myself about who I am and who I want to show everybody, and I'm doing it unapologetically. And I'm not making any I'm not making any excuses for that as well. So it's like a take it or leave it kind of thing. I realized that, you know, we are the sum total, as it said, we are the sum total of our experiences. And it's like, well, what does that mean to me? Every experience that we go through is a lesson. Whether we use that lesson now or later is up to us. You know, all of your past, your upbringing, all those things shape who you are. And that includes the trauma, the good, the bad, the families, you know, all the people that you meet, all of that. And the more you experience, the more you have to go on, the more you have to choose from. And one thing that, even with all the bad stuff that I've gone through, I've realized that I've been fortunate enough to experience, to be able to experience a lot of things. And a lot of them, when I started weighing them, a lot of it was bad. A lot of it is bad. But the fortunate thing about that is, again, I realized that, okay, I had this whole pile of bad stuff. So how do you go about turning that around to something that is positive? So I said, okay, well, I can either sit here and keep wallowing in my own pity and, you know, all of that, or I can make use of it and I can try to help someone while I'm healing. A lot of people say, well, you got to get yourself together first and then go out. But I'm like, okay, well, why can't I do it at the same time, you know, and show, you know, like I said, in, you know, in my live video I did the other day, you know, you'll see me or hear me cry. You can hear me laugh. You can hear the expression and see the expressions on my face. And it's 100% real. And I've always tried to be real. Whatever else goes on, good, bad, indifferent, I've always tried to show myself as a real and genuine person. Mistakes, good, bad, whatever, I've tried to be real. So at the end of the day, you can say, okay, well, yeah, this person is crazy as hell. This girl crazy, but you know, she crazy. She off the chain, but it's real. It's honest. It's legit. It's genuine. And that's kind of how I want to portray myself, good with the bad, because the bad things affect us just as well as the good things, you know. And that's what I realized. And it's all a process, you know. So that's what I decided, you know. And I don't want to keep harping on the transgender, because this is me. I personally don't like labels. I really don't. But I understand people come up to you and ask me, okay, girl, what are you doing? Who are you? You know, I just saw you in a suit and tie a couple months ago. You know, you taking pictures and you on this page. You got a whole other page now. And I said, well, this is just me. You know, I'm fluid. You know, that's me. I am she. I am me. And that's how I'm going to live and put everything out there. You will never see me less than. And I stand on that. So in this process, I'm like, all right, let's go. So back to what I was saying. I get off on wild tangents. Y'all gonna have to deal with that. I'm sorry, but that's just me. So what was I saying? About our experiences, good, bad, indifferent. You know, you have to, well, I'm sorry. I had to decide whether or not to use it now or when does later come, you know. Like I said, you know, one of my taglines is walk with me. My other one is the dream it, wish it, do it. So I'm at the do it stage. And the only way I can do it is just get out there and do it. Get out here and do it. You know, and everybody talks about being 100, you know. So I'm like, okay, what is being 100 to myself? Am I trying to be 100 to society, or as society says I'm supposed to be? Or am I being 100 to myself and then society sees me as being 100%? That's how I decided. That's what I decided to do. Okay, make myself the 100%, and then everyone will see. I don't care about the Jordans. I don't care about, you know, all of that kind of material stuff. It doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, like I said, this person is loving. This person is caring. This person is going to be the type of person that when something's wrong, you know, you know you will get a call. This person will reach out, even if it's just an ear. I may not have money. I probably won't have money, but I can at least answer the phone and say, hey, I can listen to you. And you know for a fact, without a shadow of a doubt, because you know that I have gone through it, because you've heard me tell you I've gone through it, and you know that it's genuine, that I can relate. That's what I wish to give back among above everything. So I'm looking at all of this, you know, through all the things I've gone through, the death of my parents, the homelessness, drugs, all of that stuff. And out of that, I get to define from this point on who I am and who I wish to show that I am. And that's what I'm doing. So, you know, as they say, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a woman thinketh, so is she. So that's, I put in my brain that this, everything that I've been actually feeling and fighting with, the woman in me, allowing that to fully come out and fully mature and fully develop and just be that, rather than saying, okay, well, because somebody's not accepting me, somebody's not, you know, dealing with me, somebody's not, we don't have time for that anymore. We don't. It's not even about that. It's about what we can do for the next person to bring them up so we can get through all this stuff going on. We got a madman in the White House and all of the other stuff that's going on. We don't have time to sit and worry about who's sleeping with who, you know, how a person is dressed. As long as I'm not coming up to you, asking you for your name and pinching you on the butt and doing all kind of obscure stuff, we ain't got time to worry about that. You know, you don't. You really don't. So, I'm all about respect. I'm all about love. I'm all about unity. I'm all about caring for one another. Period. So, that's where I am with it. And it just so happens that I look like this while I'm doing all of that, because this is what I'm comfortable with. And if you are comfortable with me being comfortable with it, then all the more merrier. You know, if you're following me, thank you. I genuinely love you. If not, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to stop doing it just because you have a problem with it. And that's all. I'm going to leave it at that. So, you know, like I said before, the good part about this is that, you know, because we have the ability to change, and once you realize that you have the ability to change, you're not bound by the things that have happened to you. It gives you a freedom. You say, okay, well, yeah, I was abused. I have trauma. And you look at the person in the mirror, and you can say, okay, well, this person, all of this stuff happened to that person. But when I step away from this mirror, I'm something different. I'm something new. I'm something better. And even though it may be a process, you're going to cry, you're going to fight, you're going to fuss, you're going to cuss, you're going to, you know, all of those things. But you realize that even in that becomes your power. You know, they say pain is power. And I firmly believe that, because it's through pain that you realize change has to happen and change is taking place. You know, because you feel it, you have the opportunity to build. When you work out and you feel your muscles burning and you feel that pain, you keep on because you know that your muscles are building, and you know you're gonna, you know, you're getting buff, you're getting ready, you're getting bigger, you know, you're getting stronger, you know. So I take that and apply it to all of my life. And like I said, I'm gonna keep this short, but you know, I really just wanted to, you know, expound a little bit on what I was talking about yesterday. And I'm going to keep building on that, keep building on that, keep building on that. So eventually, yes, I'm going to get to my personal stories. I know, like, people are like, when are you going to really get to your personal stories and get to what, you know, what you're trying to say? But it's, you know, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Because it is emotional for me. It takes a lot, you know, for me to do this. And I'm not going to lie about that. You know, it's not easy, but I realize that it has to be done in order for me to grow, in order for me to be the person that I'm saying that I'm trying to be. And that's really it. So, you know, with all of that, I'm going to let y'all go. And I'll touch back. Just realize that I love you guys. I really do. I love humanity. I always have. And I thank you all for, you know, supporting, for listening, for allowing me to help you help me. You know, that's what I'm all about. That's what it's all about. Me helping you help me help you, you know, helping each other. We can say unity or we can be unity. I'm showing unity by sharing myself with you and you passing it along. And that's it. So with that, I love you and good night. Peace.